It's been so interesting watching the liberal media mob here in Montana report some of these news stories, especially when it comes to this story about the Helena Hospital, for example. Look, I get it. If the hospital, if their policy and if the Fauci policy says that that ivermectin is not approved as a COVID treatment, OK, I get it. But we weren't asking you to provide the ivermectin. What we're saying is if her doctor gave her a prescription for ivermectin, why won't you allow her to get the ivermectin from her own family members? If she's on her deathbed anyway, what would it hurt? That's the point here. But if you watch the fake news media coverage and the biased, distorted coverage that comes out of the Lee newspaper's State Bureau, they totally try to twist it. And they don't get down to the bottom line of what the real questions are when it comes to this whole story. So let's dive into it here. State Senator Kerry Smith, great to have you back on the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Aaron. It's good to talk to you today.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What I wanted to call in and talk to you about was, I hear a lot of discussion about right to try, what it does, what it doesn't do, how the law takes place. And so I wanted to let you know a little bit more about exactly what the law does say. Back in 2015, I carried legislation, and the short title of the bill is Right to Try Act, and it was primarily designed to take care of problems we have with slow approval of cancer treatment drugs to the Food and Drug Administration. And if a person couldn't get on a clinical trial, they were, in essence, told that they could not take any of the experimental drugs. So what my bill is designed to do is to take care of that problem and make it legal for them and take care of some of the concerns that the healthcare providers had about providing those drugs. So the full title of the...
I think you might have hit the mute button there. Oh, yeah, go ahead. I think you muted out for a second there. Give us the full title of the bill again.
Okay, it's an act authorizing access to and the use of experimental treatments for a terminal illness, establishing conditions for the use of experimental treatments, prohibiting sanctions of health care providers, clarifying the duties of health insurers regarding experimental treatments, prohibiting certain actions by state officials, providing an immunity, and it had an effective immediately a date upon approval, which it was approved. Now, some of the things that are interesting about this bill is it had great bipartisan support. We had 70 co-sponsors, including Republicans and Democrats. 143 out of 150 legislators voted for the bill, meaning just about all of the Democrats and Republicans voted for it, and a Democrat governor, Steve Bullock, signed the bill into law. So it's one of those bills that just really sailed through the legislature, had great response, and we had great bipartisan support on it. However, one of the things that I hear is a lot of times, and I've had calls from people saying, well, I have a right to try. I should be able to send alternative drugs to address my disease. Well, that's true, but there are some restrictions on that in that the bill specifically states under what conditions one of these alternative medicines can be used. And part of that is that it has to have already passed phase one of Food and Drug Administration clinical trials, meaning it has been determined that the drug's not going to just outright kill you, but it's not necessarily been approved for the type of treatment that you're going to be taking it for. However, the drug still has to remain under investigation in the United States Food and Drug Administration in approved clinical trials. So that's one of the things that we have to keep in mind, that these drugs, ivermectin, for instance, would fit the right to try if it's still under clinical trials to see if it will work for treatment against COVID. So that's one of the first issues on it.
Yeah. So it sounds like this law may need to be revised in the coming sessions. Then maybe it's too narrowly tailored here in this instance. Because I mean, ivermectin, yep, the human prescribed version has been on the market for years. I think it won a big medical prize, and so you would think that it's something that is just commonly out there. Why would that not be allowed under right to try?
Well, and I think one of the things that I do think ivermectin is still under clinical trial with the Food and Drug Administration. I tried to do some research yesterday to see what's going on. There are clinical trials taking place. There's discussions as to whether or not what will happen. But I do believe ivermectin still is under clinical trial. But that's one of the conditions. Another condition is what kind of a patient qualifies. The patient that qualifies is one that has a terminal illness, and that they will pretty much surely die if they don't try something, and they've had the opportunity to look at other drugs and processes and procedures that are approved by the FDA, but that doesn't seem to be helping. So the doctor, the physician, can take and make a recommendation to try one of these medications.
Great to have State Senator Kerry Smith with us. Before we get into the phone calls, Kerry, what's another important point that you wanted to make here about right to try and some of what may get lost in the debate here?
Sure. And you had made the comment that we actually have federal law that deals with this as well. Now, a number of states were working on passing right to try back when we passed it here in Montana because it was standing up against the federal government. People will kick and say that the federal government trumps state government, but a lot of us don't believe that. So this is a great freedom bill, too. And the idea was that if we pass right to try in enough states, the federal government would be forced to recognize it, which they did. But the federal right to try bill also talks about, as I was discussing earlier, that it has to be a drug that's under clinical trials and has passed phase one, but it still has to be under clinical trial. So we think the federal law is actually a little more restrictive than we have on the state law. And we believe the states can be a better place to take and test these things. So I'd rather talk about the state law more than the federal law, because I think ours is a little bit better law than what the federal law.
Yeah, Montana's certainly been leading the way when it comes to especially our freedoms in this regard. And yeah, it was President Trump who, of course, led the fight back in Washington for federal right to try as well. One of the most powerful phone calls I got this year was from one of our listeners in Billings. And you know, his son has been battling cancer, and he told the story here on the air. He said his son's doctors told him there was no more hope, there was nothing else they could do for him, and that he was going to die. And Matt did not take that for an answer, and he kept looking and kept searching, and his son is alive today and doing well thanks to not giving up and not at taking no for an answer. And I just thought that was such a powerful story here. Well, let's sneak in a phone call here as we talk with State Senator Kerry Smith. Carl in Northwest Montana, did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah. Just a little bit of information on ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, which are both controversial to the news media and not based on science. But, of course, ivermectin has been in the marketplace out there for about 35 to 40 years. It's a drug that was founded by Merck & Company. It's used pretty much worldwide, particularly in the veterinary markets, but also in the human markets. And you have to ask the question, why is it in the continent of Africa, for example, that they have a low incidence of COVID, other than populated areas in the southern region of that continent? And you have to ask, there are two drugs that are being used extensively in that continent, and that's ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and have been for a long time.
All right. Interesting. Thanks for the call, Carl. Greatly appreciate it. State Senator Kerry Smith, I know you're mostly talking about the right to try, but any thoughts on what Carl had to say?
Oh, yeah, I think that using drugs off-label is a great response. There's all kinds of drugs that we use off-label. I take a drug for neuropathy that's off-label. It's gabapentin. It wasn't originally put together as a pain medicine, but it's used off-label. So there's a couple of things to keep in mind here. There's the right to try. Do I have a right to try different things? And do we allow off-label use of drugs? And so that's an important discussion to have.
So what's your take just on, you know, to use this Helena Hospital case as one example? Would you say that in Montana, under the right to try laws that are on the books right now, would you say that the law is in favor of it? You know, because there may be somebody in the hospital right now and their family might be trying to get the same thing done for their family member. Can they benefit from this current right to try law, or do more changes need to be made?
Well, here's what the law actually says when it deals with a healthcare facility. It says a healthcare facility may approve the use of an investigational drug, biological product, or device in the healthcare facility. So the bill didn't force a hospital to say, well, if the drug's here, you're going to have to give it to them. And we've given the hospitals immunity. If the hospital was to say, that you can use the drug in the hospital. It could be prescribed by a doctor outside of the hospital, but the bill does give the hospital an out in the hospital. And I think that's probably a way that things should be looked at. As a Republican legislator, I hate the idea of forcing anybody to do anything. I think it should be more of a voluntary type thing, and the bill allows immunity. So if the hospital did say, okay, fine, we've got ivermectin here, we'll take and let you take it, there are waivers that could be signed, and the bill specifies how that would take place. The hospital does not have to worry about legal proceedings against them if they allowed the drug to be used in the hospital. The bill is very good about relieving the liability for both physicians, the hospitals, those organizations, those groups. But again, a lot of times you'll hear people say, well, I have a right to try. You have to give it to me. I had people call me with family members saying, well, the right to try bill says they've got to give this drug to us. Well, no, it doesn't do that. The right to try doesn't even say that they have to let you take it in the hospital. It says they may, and protects them, gives them immunity from legal proceedings if something goes wrong, but it doesn't say they have to give it to you.
Very interesting. Well, and that point that you made is really interesting to me, because if I recall right, the hospital, one of the things they were saying when this story was at the height of it, before you know, the woman in the Helena Hospital had passed away and the family was fighting this battle to try to get their mom to be able to use ivermectin, the hospital says, well, we can't give it, and we won't give it, and we won't even allow it because we don't want to be held liable. So it sounds like what this law does clearly state is that the hospital, if they allow somebody else to provide it, is not going to be held liable for it. So that seems to be a key point that needs to be stressed here as well.
It is, and the bill specifies exactly what the waiver has to look like as far as the conditions under which the patient understands the drug they're taking, what the effects will be. They sign the waiver saying that they're not going to hold anybody liable for it. They understand everything completely. So the bill is really explicit on telling anybody that's involved in it on how the immunity takes place from political proceedings. And this particular bill, I mean, I served in the legislature. I know Shirley really, really well. She was a great woman, and a lot of the people that are co-sponsors on this bill, Austin Knutson, that has been mentioned on it, he's a co-sponsor of the bill. Chris Hansen's a co-sponsor of the bill. I mean, this whole thing affects a lot of us, and this is a very close to our hearts what took place. I think the hospital was way more cautious than they needed to be. I agree with the callers, and what you've said on the program is, why are we so reluctant to let somebody try something that they want to to take and use. And I think specifically from what I understand about ivermectin, ivermectin does fit the category. It's under investigation through the FDA. It's in clinical trials. It hasn't proved to be effective, but it hasn't proved to kill you either.
Yeah.
And so I think there are a lot of things about right to try that would have protected the hospital, the family, the doctors, if they had let Shirley have the ivermectin in the hospital.
Very interesting. We're short on time. I've only got a couple more minutes left here, less than that, actually. And I've got a caller on the line, I think, with a good question here. Anne in Cody, Wyoming. Did you have a quick question for Carrie Smith here?
I didn't get the whole discussion as to whether this legislation would be applicable to quote, orphan drugs, where the pharmaceutical company has done phase one, maybe partway through phase two, they ran the numbers and they weren't going to make enough of a profit. So they wouldn't be under investigation with current clinical trials, but they still showed some signs of efficacy for rare medical conditions that there aren't any other drugs that do good job on.
All right. Great question. We're short on time. Let's throw that to State Senator Carrie Smith. Less than a minute to go. Senator Smith, your thoughts?
Yeah, my thoughts is both with the federal law and the state law to fit the right to try, it still does need to be under clinical trials through the FDA.